news hour greets you once again in the name of our soon coming Savior and Lord. Your speaker is John A. Horn of Atchison, Kansas. And what we had to say in our last broadcast to you was more or less suggestive. We'd like to look at some of the details today as our Lord gives help, and we shall likely proceed from message to message along these lines. We pointed out to you a number of things that we felt were very interesting and that all of you should know. And we're going to confine ourselves today to the first thought, namely that we are children of wrath. That is to say, we are children of wrath by nature. Now that word is a very, very fearful word. The wrath of God. You see, we're living now in the day of the dispensation of the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. But you know, there's a day coming when it will no longer be the day of grace, but it's going to be the day of God's wrath. And then you recall that very heart-searching and solemn statement that's found in the book of the Revelation, chapter 6, and about the last verse that says, "For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand?" Now, I want to say a little today along the lines or the thought of the wrath of God. Now, if you have not as yet been reached, if you have not as yet been saved, and you're not clear in this matter, and there's doubt and uncertainty, we hope to bring before you, before we conclude our little broadcast, and we'd like to bring some scriptures that would make clear how you can be delivered from the wrath to come, how you can be delivered from your present very dreadful plight. You see, in the first chapter of the Epistle of Paul to the Romans, where we have a great deal said about the gospel, and as we have pointed out to you frequently, it's the gospel epistle. But the apostle says in about verse 18, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness." And if you ask the speaker today what he thinks and where he thinks that the wrath of God was revealed, our answer would be, the wrath of God was revealed at the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, when Christ became the sin bearer. In other words, the wrath of God was laid upon his blessed Son, so that all who are by nature, and that means every son and every daughter of Adam's race, could be delivered from the wrath to come, because our blessed Lord Jesus Christ bore on the tree the sentence, because he took the wrath. Now, in the fifth chapter of the Epistle to the Romans, we're going to show you, we hope to say a great deal more about the seriousness of being a child of wrath and what it would mean to die exposed to that wrath. Indeed, it would be a time of unparalleled, indescribable sorrow and horror to all who die in their sins under the wrath of God when it need not be. Now, in the fifth chapter of the Epistle to the Romans, the Apostle Paul says in about verse 8, "But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." But will you listen to this now very specially? "Much more, then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him." Yes, thank God it is true that our Lord Jesus Christ sustained the wrath of Almighty God when he was upon Calvary's cross. And all who come to him as sinners may and as sinners should, and put their faith in his atoning blood, this is what would happen. "Much more than being now justified by his blood, you'd stand before God as though you had never committed an offense." Then it says, here's just the pledge and the promise, "We shall be saved from wrath through him." Yes, friend, wrath is coming, and it's going to be poured out upon the world. It'll be poured out upon all Christ neglectors, upon all Christ rejectors. But wouldn't you like to know that you have been delivered from the wrath to come? Wouldn't you like to know what it is to have been delivered from that condition of being a child of wrath, and now, instead of being a child of wrath, being a child of the living, true, and the eternal God. Now then, I should like to proceed a little bit further, because we're going to see that this is the time, and this is the place where men and women and boys and girls get deliverance from the wrath of come from that position of being a child of wrath and brought into the liberty of the children of God. Now there's a very interesting passage in 1 Thessalonians. You might jot it down, and when you get time, you can turn to it and read it. It's found in about verse 10, it says. Well, verse 9, I think you could perhaps more properly get the connection. He says, "They themselves show of us what manner of entering in we had unto you, how ye turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come." Yes, these Thessalonians had that definite word of assurance that they had been delivered from the wrath to come. Now, if you were to go to the early part of this very same chapter, that is the first chapter of Thessalonians, the apostle proceeds to tell us how they were delivered from the wrath to come and the judgment that awaits the Christ neglecter. He says, "For our gospel came not to you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Ghost and in much assurance, as you know what manner of men we were among you for your sake." And then it revolutionized their entire being. They were delivered from that downward course, and they were now treading the heavenly path that leads to God, that leads to bliss, to glory forever and forever. That's what took place in their experiences. And then he tells them that they were delivered from the wrath to come. Now, if you were to turn a little bit further in this very same epistle, that's 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, and about verse 9, he says, "For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ." Yes, friends, there are some of whom it is said, they have not been appointed to wrath. On the other hand, there are vessels appointed to wrath and appointed to destruction. But that need not be so, need not be true of any who are listening to our message today. And we hope to show you from the Word of God that you could be as safe and as secure, as satisfied, and have the same kind of assurance that these Thessalonian believers had, because they were resting upon the work of Christ. They were resting upon the Word of our Lord Jesus Christ. And so he writes them to tell them that they were delivered from the wrath to come, and then he writes to tell them that they were not appointed to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, the Word of God says it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment. That, of course, is applied to and can only be applied to those that die without Christ, who die in their sins or refuse the claims, the rightful claims of our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, to be delivered from wrath to come. Yes, our God hates sin with perfect hatred. The cross tells that story. And you know, there's a day coming, and not very far distant, if you were to turn to the very last book in the Bible, and I think already we made reference to that, it says, the day of his wrath is come. And he's going to pour out the vials of his wrath upon a guilty world that would not receive, that would not trust his blessed Son, who were not satisfied to take Christ alone for present and for eternal salvation. I wonder, what about my hearers today? Are you resting wholly and solely upon what our blessed Lord Jesus Christ has done, or are you trying to add something to that perfect work? That would be to add the judgment of our God, because he is a jealous God, and he is satisfied with the work of his Son, yes, and he'd be satisfied with all who come and trust the merits of the blessed Son of God. They would experience deliverance from the wrath to come. And you know, as we think of impending judgment, we can take up the Word of God, and we can look into the future, And we can see already evidences of the breakup. We can see the nationalistic spirit arising in every country in the whole world. And we can see conditions that tell us the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ draweth nigh. God is angry with sin. He hates sin. I tell you, with perfect hatred, but he does love the sinners. And of course, if men and women will not have his Son, there's but one thing left, and that's the wrath of Almighty God. And he's going to pour out those vials of wrath. Talk about atomic bombs falling upon the world. I tell you, there'll be nothing that can compare with the severity of the outpouring of the vials of the wrath of Almighty God upon a Christless world that has refused our blessed Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, says someone now, I want to know that I'll be delivered from the wrath to come. Could you tell me exactly how? Yes, already we have pointed out one scripture, but we shall produce others. And we pointed out to you from the epistle of Paul to the Romans chapter 5, how that God has made infinite and God has made full provision. And will you listen just exactly to what he has to say now? In that wonderful fifth chapter, he says, much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Yes, if you want to escape the wrath of God that's going to fall, then I'll tell you what to do. You turn to the blessed Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, will you hear him say, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. May the Lord in mercy, may the Lord in tender compassion and in grace turn you to his blessed Son, so that you could be delivered from a state that's described in Ephesians 2, that of a child of wrath, and become a child of the living and of the true God. Will you listen to St. John chapter 1 and verses 11 and 12? He came to his own. His own received him not, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the children of God, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of man, but the will of God. May God help you to trust him today, and you'd be saved with an everlasting salvation. Now we'd like to get a line from our hearers. This address would reach us, Good News Hour, 419 Smith Street, Atchison, Kansas.